Word Isha means the Lord, the Supreme, the Master. Upanishad is called Isha Upanishad because it is the Upanishad which explains what is the Lord, what is the meaning of the Lord. Also because the very first word of this Upanishad is Isha. This has been one of the methods of Upanishadic exposition. That an Upanishad which begins with the first word, the Upanishad is known by its first word. Like another Upanishad is called Kena Upanishad. It is because Kena is the first word of that Upanishad. Kena means by whom. That is the meaning of the word Kena. By whom. For that Upanishad is called Kena Upanishad. It's not always the case, but sometimes this is the method by which an Upanishad is known. But basically, Ishopanishad is Ishopanishad because it deals with the idea of the Lord, with the experience of the Lord. The Lord, which is only a word, as far as our sense experience is concerned, because we don't see the Lord anywhere. Physically, we only see the world as it is expanding before us, and nothing else. We don't see the Lord anywhere in the world, apart from ourselves, and apart from the trees and plants and water and earth and sky. It's all that we see in the world. Therefore, from the point of view of sense experience, the word Lord is only a word. It corresponds to nothing, it has no meaning, it's a word, that's all. And this is the word which has been used in the Veda, the Lord. Therefore, Isha Upanishad tries to penetrate to the world, to unveil the world, as we have said. The Upanishad of Rishis try to go beyond the words. So it begins with the word Isha, which has been used in the Veda, and tries to understand what does this word mean. And surely, by sense experience, if you use your eyes and ears and your senses, you don't see the Lord anywhere. Therefore, the word has no meaning, basically. It's only a word, Lord. And today, of course, we have known the word, therefore, it is a familiar word with us. But we are familiar, it doesn't mean that we understand it. Isha Upanishad tries to understand this word. What is the meaning of this word? And the entire 18 verses of this Upanishad, they explain to us what is the meaning of the Lord. What is the Lord? That's the subject matter of the Upanishad. He tries first of all to give you the idea of the Lord and then takes you into the experience of the Lord. So there are three stages of the whole Upanishad. Isha is a word, Isha is an idea, and Isha is the experience. These are three levels of the whole Upanishad. It explains the idea of the Lord, and that's the very first sentence of the Upanishad. Now, if you read the whole of the Upanishad, 18 verses, and go through it one by the one in a rapid survey, as in an exhibition of a tourist. A tourist goes to an exhibition, he just goes around and gets some kind of an impression. So if you turn to these 18 verses like a tourist, looking at the exhibition of 18 verses, you just get well some ideas. So first of all, I'll take you to an exhibition as a tourist, so that you have some well ideas which are there in the Upanishad. It is not useless, this kind of an experience of the Upanishad, just going round. Because then you become familiar with some words which are used. It is good to be familiar with the words. So many words are used in this Upanishad. And it is good to be familiar with these words, and then we can enter into the ideas and the experiences. Yesterday I spoke to you of the blessings of Vedantic knowledge. Now I would like to ask you, what are these blessings of Vedantic knowledge? Just give me three words to describe the Vedantic methods of knowledge. If you like, I'll give you everything what I told you yesterday. But if anybody wants to tell me, I would be very happy to receive from you. What are the Vedantic methods of knowledge? Zen says, good. Good, excellent.
Location.
silver